So yes, so some of you might be wondering why I'm on my own and John's with the kids. Well, I'm upstairs and he's downstairs. Just so that in case the boys make a lot of noise that you'll still be able to hear me. I was preparing for today and there's this song that just keeps going round and round in my head. And it's called Highlands by Hillsongs United. I don't know whether any of you have heard of it, doesn't matter if you haven't. It starts off with this line of, how high would I climb mountains if the mountains were where you hide? How far I'd scale the valleys if you walked the other side. And this song, those two lines, just have always got me thinking a bit. Like, if we were to hear that God was on top of a mountain, what would we be willing to do to get to him? If we were told, oh, God's on top of the highest mountain, in whatever country that's in, because my geography is rubbish. if we were told that God is sitting on top of the highest mountain, what would we be willing to do? Would we be one of those people that goes out and buys all the hiking gear and has a mountaineering lesson and packs our bags and sells whatever we need to sell in order to pay for a flight to get out there? Would we be ready to just drop everything to physically meet with God? Or would we maybe actually feel a bit defeated and feel like that's too much for us? That's too much of a sacrifice. That's too far to go. Maybe we don't fancy climbing a mountain and we're just not prepared to make that much of a sacrifice. Maybe instead we'd feel happier watching someone else's experience and hearing about their stories of how they met with God. Well, the good news is God isn't on top of a mountain and we haven't got to go out and buy mountaineering gear. The summit of that mountain is right at our feet, right at your feet, right where you are right now. God is here. He's here with you. He's in the room. You haven't got to go anywhere. You haven't got to do anything to meet with him. Right now, I feel that people are really searching for God. They're really realizing how much we need God. And I believe that we were really created to need God. We weren't just created by God, but we were created to need him. My son Daniel, who's 7 months, was definitely created to need us, his parents. He was created to need to be fed, to need the need for comfort. He needs someone to do it. He can't do any of these things for himself. He needs to feel safe, protected, loved. He needs to be taught things. We have the exact same needs of our Heavenly Father. We have a need to be fed, a need to be provided for, a need for comfort from God. We need him to make us feel safe, to feel protected, feel loved. We need him so that we don't feel alone. It's quite funny that Ethan read, and I loved what Ethan did at the beginning, really loved it. But it's quite funny that one of the verses Ethan read was one that I had read, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and a particular line in it, which Ethan read, got me thinking a bit deeper. So I'd been reading Psalm 23, and it was the bit that I'm going to really look at was the exact verse that Ethan read out. But I'm going to read all of Psalm 23 because I just think it shows us all the things that God provides for us. So the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honour to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honour me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Such great words that really just describe all that God is to us, all that God can be to us. But when I was reading it, I think it was about 2 weeks back, the line that really stood out to me that I'd never really considered or thought about much before was in verse 4, but the specific bit being, your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Now, I don't know about you, maybe you all know what a rod and a staff are. I've always known what a staff is, but the word rod doesn't conjure up comforting images in my mind. Rod is something you sort of associate with discipline, maybe. So it got me thinking, I wanted to find out what a rod actually was in this context. And a rod is the curly bit on top of the shepherd's staff, on top of the shepherd's stick. And this sort of led me on to finding out, well, what were those bits of the shepherd's stick used for, the rod and the staff. So in my head I thought of it as two items, but actually it's one item. The rod's on the top and the staff is the stick. So the staff itself would a shepherd would use to lean on for support, and I'm losing my thought, and he'd also use it to guide his sheep, to direct them. The rod would be used for rescuing sheep, for pulling them out of maybe brambles or ditches. And the whole thing together would be used to defend and protect sheep and from predators. And I also read a theory, and I'm not sure how true it is, but I liked it, that a shepherd might put out his staff in front of him and then the sheep would pass underneath it and he would count them. Not sure how true that is, but he would count them so he knew that he had them all. And when we think of this analogy in terms of God and what he does for us, what he provides for us, this analogy, if we actually just think of God as like he's the shepherd and he's holding this staff that and rod that can support us, it can direct us, it can rescue us. It will protect and defend us. And in terms of the counting of our sheep, it shows us that he knows us, that he's personal to us, and he loves us. So the question that it got me thinking was, so what am I actively doing to share my needs with God? My son Daniel, when he has a need, he cries. And then we all know he's got a need. And we all hear it. But I, as his parent, like to think that I'm getting better at predicting his needs before he cries. And the good news is, we don't have to cry to get God's attention. We don't have to scream and shout. He knows us. He already knows our needs and wants. What we have to do is just simply be. We just have to want to be in his presence. We need to just open our hearts and spend time with him. God really wants to have a real personal relationship with us. And we don't have to do anything to gain it. We haven't got to go out and buy the hiking gear and get the mountaineering lessons and get on the first plane. We don't have to do any of that. We just have to start seeking him. I want to encourage you just to spend time with him, asking him to provide what you need, not what you want. God knows what we need, but he likes that personal relationship with us. He wants us to communicate with him. I know what Simeon needs. He's able to talk to me. I know when he's hungry, but sometimes I like him to ask me for things, not just me constantly being the one in control. this time, people have been asking some of these questions of, where is God in this situation? Where is God in the coronavirus? Why isn't he doing something? And that's a very big question, and I'm not trying to answer it all. But I personally feel that if we just open our hearts to him, we will see that he is crying with us. He is grieving with us. He's fighting and battling. He's in the confusion. He's in the hospitals. He's with those who are lonely and those who are scared. He is working in us and through us. We just need to look for him. We just need to acknowledge that we totally and utterly need him. I so desperately want to have that feeling of, I will give up everything to meet with God. I will buy all the hiking gear and go. I want to just pray for us all now. Father God, I want to pray for each and every one of us here tonight. Father, would you just fill us all with a real desire to be with you and get to know you more? You created us to have a relationship with you. And I just pray that you will just give us a real personal revelation to each and every one of us of who you are and your love for us. Father, I pray our hearts will burn for you as we realise how much we need you. Because you are everything we need and more. Yes, Father, you are everything we need. Amen.